Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
Debating Energy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Rules on corporate average fuel economy are known as CAFE standards. They were increased in the energy bill passed by the Senate last week. The House Energy and Commerce Committee takes up a similar bill today. But as Rachel Dornhelm reports, the strategy of the committee's chairman is creating some tension.
The Senate bill increased CAFE standards for the first time since 1975. But the auto industry has held out hope this could be reversed by the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which meets today. Committee Chair John Dingell is a longtime industry ally. In a recent podcast, the Michigan Democrat said CAFE standards are flawed because they're based on gasoline mileage and don't address alternatives like ethanol.
Such a program may discourage the use of fuels that displace petroleum and emit fewer greenhouse gases, but happen to contain less energy than petroleum.
But the Sierra Club's Dan Becker says technologies to meet the proposed standards already exist and simply need to be adopted.
These are already on some cars, but they're not on most American cars. And if they were, they could easily do better than 35 miles per gallon on average.
Becker says the way today's meeting is organized, a CAFE standards debate isn't expected, but he thinks that will happen in the full House within the next few weeks. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
Clearly, alternative fuels have become the focus of energy policy. The head of ExxonMobil says the proposals passing through Congress are playing on the emotions of the American people. For more, we bring in Ed Crooks, energy editor of the Financial Times in London. He spoke to ExxonMobil chief Rex Tillerson. Ed, why is Tillerson so negative on the approach in Congress?
I think that the point really, it's about the broad thrust of the bill and about the kind of mindset that people are getting into when they're debating all these proposals, which is thinking about alternative energy and alternative futures, where what I think he's saying is that there are pretty immediate short-term problems that the US and indeed the rest of the world are facing right now, and this bill does nothing to address those problems.
So generally speaking, then, a lot of skepticism here. Did he get more specific?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I think take one example, biofuels. The bill is setting this very, very ambitious target of U.S. road fuel to come from biofuels by 2022. Now, it's absolutely clear that with current technology, that can't be done. So in order to set that target, you have to believe there's going to be some kind of technological breakthrough. And there's a lot of talk at the moment about cellulosic ethanol, this kind of second generation biofuels, as they're called. And what Rex Tillerson was saying was, well, hang on a minute, these are fantasy fuels. This is something which doesn't exist at the moment. These are kind of lab projects, demonstration projects. They're being done on a very, very small scale at the moment. That puts proper commercial development of these things some way off into the future.
Ed Crooks from the Financial Times in London, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And crude oil is trading below $68 a barrel this morning. Well, the stock market lost ground yesterday. Home building companies fell after more bad news on the housing market. The Dow was off 14 to 13,337. The S&P down about 5 points to 1,492. And the NASDAQ was off 3 at 2574. Fed policymakers begin their two-day meeting today on interest rates. They'll announce a decision tomorrow afternoon.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Reuters, delivering news and information that reaches over a billion people every day. Before it's news, it's Reuters. The Marketplace Health Desk is supported by the Commonwealth Fund, a private foundation working toward a high-performance health system. On the web at commonwealthfund.org.
The list of safety concerns for products made in China is growing. Today, poison food. China has closed 180 food factories after inspectors found industrial chemicals being used. Formaldehyde, illegal dyes, and industrial wax in things like candy, pickles, crackers, and seafood. 30 years ago, one scientist made it her mission to make sure your kids don't sleep in poisonous pajamas. Back then, she discovered chemicals used to make PJs fire retardant were dangerous. Today, she's back with her ongoing battle against potentially hazardous chemicals. A profile now from Sasha Aslanian of American Radio Works.
California chemist Arlene Bloom says she does her best thinking while she's climbing mountains.
Hear the dog walkers.
She even likes to do interviews while hiking in the Berkeley Hills near her home. 30 years ago, Bloom published an influential paper showing that a flame retardant called Tris caused cells to mutate. Tris was used in children's pajamas, and the chemicals were getting into kids' bodies.
You can imagine how mothers felt. People were outraged, and they were trying to just have kids wear, you know, sweatsuits or buy their sleepwear from England. And then the cancer results came out, and it was banned in 3 months.
With Tris banned from jammies, Bloom hung up her scientific career and became a professional mountain climber. Then, last year, Bloom learned her old enemy Tris was back. Not in sleepwear, but upholstered furniture. That's because 10 states had banned two other flame retardants, so manufacturers reached for the old reliable Tris as a replacement.
When I learned about the fact that the Tris I'd banned from pajamas was now in all our furniture in California, I found my challenge.
Bloom says she found her next mountain. She's the scientific advisor for a bill in the California Assembly that would stop the cycle of replacing one problematic chemical with another. John Kite with the flame retardant industry opposes the bill.
It seeks to eliminate two entire classes of flame retardants. It will result in a diminishment of fire safety, and we could end up using products about which much, much less is known from both a human health and environmental safety perspective.
But Bloom says it's up to the chemical companies to find new chemicals that are safer. For now, states are taking their own crack at eliminating harmful chemicals. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Sasha Aslanian from Marketplace and American Radio Works.
For more on our series about fire retardants, go to our website. That's marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.